This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Apple gets a lot of attention for its design aesthetic. Everything is so smooth and sleek and functional, right? And millions and millions and millions of us have bought into it. But the company's got a lot going on under the hood as well. It's got its own operating systems. It created its own processors for the iPhones. And now it's dumping its partnership with chip behemoth Intel to go it alone in the laptop and desktop market. Apple introduced the first Macs to feature the house brand yesterday, a chip known as M1, designed by Apple itself. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains it's all about power, of the computing kind, also of the industry kind.
Apple's goal has always been to set itself apart from PCs. Maybe you remember these ads.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
You may begin.
PC, why is there a referee here?
To make sure you play fair, Mac, so you don't go...
Technically, Macs have always been personal computers, but with Apple's software. Add in Apple's own chip. Neil Seibart is an analyst with Above Avalon, a research firm that focuses on Apple.
And that kind of starts to get into more of almost the secret sauce that Apple has right here, and that is being able to control both the hardware and software.
Nick Santanam at McKinsey says Apple controls only about 10% of the personal computer market. But making its own chip is about much more than making a better computer. It's about creating yet one more reason for Apple users to stay with the mothership.
The device is a Trojan horse to get you into the ecosystem and hold on to the ecosystem.
With the new chip, apps will work across devices. So your iPhone becomes your MacBook, and your MacBook becomes your iPhone.
It gives you literally an extension of your products end to end. And by definition, the consumer and the customers have access to the ecosystem in an identical way.
It's hard to know how this will impact the rest of the computer market. Julie Osk with Forrester says Apple usually sets the tone. Other computer makers may be influenced, but...
I don't think there is a catching up.
She says other companies don't have the money to invest in chip development, so they may push the things that make people die-hard PC owners, like affordability, program integration, and a right click on the mouse. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.